All right. Here in Studio A on KUNM 89.9 FM, Albuquerque, Santa Fe, and Taos as well, we have locally based Baruka Tonga. And thank you all for coming in and coming and playing music for us.
Oh, thank you for the invitation. Hello. It was a pleasure to be here at KUNM.
All right. And do you all want to get started with the song?
Sure.
All right.
Yeah.
All right. right. Barukatanga in KUNM Studio A. And much thanks to Chip Borton and John Strader for engineering. And that was live here in the studio. And we have Micah Hood on trombone there. That was a great solo. Thank you, Micah. Joseph Altamirano on guitar. Jackie Zamora on vocals there. Kilko Paz on vocals and cajon. And Carlos Noboa on bass and vocals. Bienvenidos.
Gracias.
Thank you all for, I know you all are busy, so it's great that you came in here and to play some music for our listeners. And ahead of your show at the Outpost Performance Space on December 6th, Friday at 7:30, and that is Barukatanga Acústica. How's that different from your normal club kind of setting? Is that going to be a sit-down show, everybody kind of, you know, listening not respectfully true. Like to the jazz shows at the Outpost?
This is actually our second time returning to the Outpost for an acoustic show. It is different for us because I think anyone who has come to see us perform, they can expect that we're going to be very high energy, and it's going to be a lot of instrumentation, and it's going to be not loud, but energetic, absolutely energetic for everyone, for us as well. And typically it also includes electric guitar, electric bass, and a really large drum kit, and boy, it's happening, as you know. If anyone that's been to our shows, it's full-time dance. But the acoustic show, we wanted to do it on this year specifically because this year is our 10-year anniversary, was our 10-year anniversary. Now we're crossing that threshold into the unknown of what happens. Actually, we're working on new material, and what a perfect time to do it. And we thought, let's finish the year with something really close, intimate, close to our hearts, like it is in an acoustic show, where we could just unplug, per se, and have the folks that come to see us actually see what we do in the raw, basically.
Yeah, stripped down.
Yeah, and because it's the Outpost, anyone who's performed at the Outpost Performance Space knows what an amazing space for performances, everyone has an opportunity, all of us as musicians have an opportunity to listen to each other and bond and connect. And this is really, truly the perfect way to end our 10-year celebration, is by listening to each other, connecting with each other towards as we move on to the next phase.
Yeah. We were joking off mic earlier that all those people at your shows are just paid actors and not your fans.
No.
Which is funny, but I'm over 10 years, you've probably built quite a substantial community here and built a lot of relationships to this.
Sure.
Relationships that we're very, very proud to have formed with our community, particularly with the immigrant community, Latino community, and we owe a lot of what we've accomplished to Albuquerque, New Mexico in general, because we are not from New Mexico, but because this is our home now, we owe all the love that we have for the music, for the respect that we have for the music, we tie it together with the love for the land, for our landscape, for the life that we have here now.
Yeah. Well, Jackie, like, and other members, Barukatanga brings in so many different influences, and you have members from the States and Peru and Ecuador and Bolivia. But as you were saying, like, you're really tied to New Mexico. Does that include musical influence, or is it more just the place and where it's all happened? Native American or Hispanic influences in your music at all, or?
Yeah, you know, this is an important point, because the new album is going to be called Volver Atrás, which means it's a concept of the Aymara people, the indigenous people from Bolivia. And then it says Volver Atrás means moving actually forward with the past in front of you. So in this show, we're going to try to bring those links, ancient links, through music, and then just acknowledge that this continent has been here for a long time. Nobody discovered America. America was here, and it's a big continent. It's not only the United States, right? And then there, we want to highlight that there has been some links from ancient cultures way before the communication was even invented, right? Oh, well, not invented, but it was kind of the vision we have of the communication. It's been there forever, and the music has been a very important link between the South, North, Central. So that part is going to be kind of featured in this show, and then in the new album. And all those influences as well, right?
Yeah. Well, Kilko, you had told me that first song that you're playing, Tamalito, is an Afro Peruvian song. Let's give our listeners another. I give some more music so they can kind of feel where you all are coming from. What's this next song that you all are going to play?
We're going to play a cumbia, which is on our first and only CD so far. Working on the next one.
That's right, that's about to change.
And it's called Son de la Condenada, and this one has a video on YouTube. And then it's a cumbia mixed with a huayno, and also is dedicated to all the immigrants that suffer from all over the world.
You're listening to Baruka Tanga here in Studio A at K1M.
Si sabrás que enfrentar lo poco que pude ahorrar, lo tuve que malgastar. Coyotes alimenté, de narcos yo me escapé, desiertos atravesé y ríos a nado crucé. Sin claudicar, para algún día llegar, las balas oí silbar, descalza tuve que andar, por muchos me hice odiar, y amigos hice al pasar, algunos miré morir, y a otros pude salvar. finalmente llegué Rey. Y mis heridas curé. A mi familia llamé. Lloré. Y hasta un perro adopté. Volviendo de trabajar, alguien se me acercó. Con odio en su mirar. Matar. Y solo un ruido escuché.
Hi, this is Jackie Zamora of Baragutanga, and you are listening to KUNM 89.9 FM and KUNM.org.
Que sangre esta pacha divina, con las heridas de gente mezquina, dale que dale sin compasión, hasta silenciar tu corazón. Unos cegados con la religión, otros nublados con la ambición. Y cuando esto llega al final, ni Dios ni dinero te van a faltar. Poco a poco te vas marchitando, pacha querida, tú sigues sangrando, vas destilando tu amargura y aún así nos sigues cobijando. Cumbre tras cumbre sin solución, puro palabras, nada de acción. La maquinaria sigue funcionando, tanta soberbia te está aniquilando. No empiezas a unirte a la lucha, es tu destino el que está en juego. Deja a un lado tu inútil ego, no es suficiente pedir perdón sin esperar un cambio de acción. Es en ti mismo y nada más que una esperanza tus hijos tendrán.
All right, Baruka Tanga in KUNM Studio A. And you just heard that was Joseph Altamirano on guitar, Micah Hood on trombone and shakers, Kilko Paz on cajon, and Carlos Noboa giving us bass and vocals and flute. Yeah, Carlos, during your performances with Baruka Tanga, you have all kinds of Andean flutes. Are they all from the Andes, or are they from all
over? Yeah, they came from all from the Andes.
Yeah.
And this, especially this one I just play, it's called Kena. Just come from
How
the
many
Andes.
Flutes do you have?
Oh, man.
That's a rough
a
question.
Lot. A lot. Yeah. So many that you don't know how many flutes you have.
Yeah, and some of them I can't play at all, but I have it everywhere.
Oh. Are you waiting for an Andean flute master, like on the side of a mountain somewhere, just to show you how to play those ones that you haven't gotten to yet?
Yeah, we started really early in life. Actually, with Joseph, we started music together at the age of 12, 13 years old.
Oh, you've known each other for a long time.
Yeah, so
Pretty much.
We learned from all the musicians around South America, like Bolivia, who have a lot of influence of Chile, the really big influence on flute music, actually, and we have that.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite parts of Baruka Tanga's music. Like, it always gives me chills when I hear the flute lines. And is there a different name for the one that has multiple ones of decreasing sizes? What's that one called?
Yeah, well, the name we use is Zampoña, is with a Z. Zampoña.
Okay. Zampoña.
Yeah, but we have a different names for each of those flutes. So, but it will be too long to explain it.
Yeah, do you ever do workshops or anything?
So yeah, we used to do workshops with our band. Actually, we can Kilko. Yeah. Explain that later.
Yeah. Well, you can catch Baruka Tanga along with, how many other members are we missing? I know Nick.
Yeah, and Paul.
Paul, yeah.
Wait, Paul is back in action?
Oh, he's been back in action since the summertime.
Oh, gosh. Okay, so Paul Gonzalez on trumpet. Oh, you KUNM jazz heads. And so in the studio with me today, Baruka Tanga, you know them. Weekly Alibi, Best of Burke Poll 2019, Best Band, Best Latin Band, Best Recording for Cuida, is it Sus or Tus Espalda?
Tus
Espalda, Best World Music Band. I would just say Best American Band, because since you're from the Americas, you're an American band.
Thank you.
Not an American band, but an American band.
Yeah.
You know?
World.
Yeah, big continent. It's a big continent with a lot of different influences. All right, so those two songs that you just did there, what are some of the influences in that? Obviously, we talked to you, Carlos, about the flute, but what other...
What are their influences in these previous songs?
Most yeah, like, I mean, you come from a jazz and composer kind of background,
Micah.
I do,
yeah. So we all of us have kind of different influences. I mean, Jackie being from Peru and... You know, Joseph and Carlos being from Ecuador, and Bolivia is where Kilko comes from, and I come from Texas. So it's just like, well, how does that fit into the whole thing? You know,
South America, Texas,
South America, Fort Worth, South America. But I come from more of a classical and jazz background, but I also do lots of composition kind of stuff. And I think what really makes our music work is that we're combining lots of influences, not just staying within one particular South American style or rhythm. We're dividing sections of our music into these different rhythmic influences from all over. So like we played at the beginning of the show, the Afro-Peruvian stuff, as well as samba, as well as huayno, and as well as cumbia, vallenato yes. from Colombia. There's all sorts of things, and especially in this record that we're currently recording, pulling lots of influences together. So we kind of make a story about going back to those roots. And that's the kind of, in kind of a basic sense, that's where we're coming from. It's combining those influences, joining them together to make it kind of one voice. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. Barucatanga is going to be featured at the Outpost Performance Space on December 6th at 7:30 p.m. You can go to outpostspace.org for more information. And the band can be found at barucatanga.com, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube. They have some really great videos, SoundCloud, Spotify, Twitter, etc. When I was looking up your stuff, I also found a great little piece on Alt Latino. That was great. That was you were featured with some other artists on the many shades of Latinx culture.
Yes.
And it's exploding right now. Yes. There are so many great Latinx bands. So are there any, do you have any peers right now that you listen to and you just love and you're like, I want to tour with them or perform with them or anything like that?
Well, yeah, there's so many. And then we had opportunity to actually be in contact with some of them through our artist management, which is Avocado Artist. He represents also Annie Cordero. She's releasing really good material, and then also other bands, Noy Sus Santos, and then yes, it is exploding. Latinx movement. It is showing that I think it's now more than ever featuring music from the South, which is great because it gives us opportunity to experiment more and then interact with some other bands.
It's and you can see how many things it can end up being.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Yeah. It's like limitless.
Uh-huh.
And you can dance to all of it.
Yes.
Which is great. I know you all are very socially conscious. And I'm wondering if what your first memories of that were. Was there a band? Was there a activist? Was there? Did you probably started off just let's just make music to groove to, and then you kind of gradually were like, wait, we can use music to affect the world in a positive way.
Yeah, Kiko, you should probably answer.
Well, I think it just. You know, people, I think people just get together because of some reason. And then we all share the same, political values. And then we all came to the same meetings, of course, or same gatherings with friends. So that's how we met. I think we had that in common. And actually, for me and then Sebastian, who used to work here at the KUNM, we shared some background during the dictatorship in South America that happened in Argentina, Bolivia, Brazil, and all and Chile and everything. And then I think personally that is what all comes from my experience as a exiled when the dictatorship happened in Bolivia, and we had to run with my family to Mexico, Colombia, and everything. So I think that started, and then music has been a huge component in our lives. And I think it transports us, and then it's the perfect way to say what we want to say in a positive way, and then with truly think that music is a way to protest, and then we should protest. We shouldn't just, you know, it's fine having some lyrics like fun. We talk, of course, about love and everything, but we should also talk about real things that happen to us, because that is our vehicle of communication.
Yep.
Well said. All right, in the studio, that was Quilco Paz, Jackie Zamora, Joseph Altamirano, Micah Hood, Carlos Noboa. They're going to be joined on Friday, December 6th at the Outpost Performance Space by Paul Gonzalez and Nick Baker, and together they're known as Barucatanga, and they'll make you think, they'll make you feel and shake your booty, and you can follow them on all the social media. Well, thank you all so much for coming into the studio. Can you play us out, and what are you going to play us out with?
Absolutely.
Yeah, we're going to play now a song composed by Paul Gonzalez, mm-hmm. Jackie Zamora, and it's called Culebra Mala. And it's dedicated to that culebra. Culebra is a snake, right? That snake on a yellow flag that we know. So you can imagine. Okay, so that I think we want to talk that nobody wants to trade anybody. We just want to build community and bridges. And then that is what we are here, actually, in this wonderful state.
That's right.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Hacia mi tierra, hacia mi cultura. Culera mal, un día de estos tú vas a mi nación, culera mala, quiero vivir para verte caer.